5 children in 8 years. As Lao Tzu teaches, if you don't attempt anything big, you will achieve greatness. Almost every morning, I do a 90-minute hot yoga class with 26 postures and 2 breathing exercises. Now, an hour and a half of intense activity in a room that's more than 105 degrees can seem not only big, but very difficult as well. I've learned to change the way I think about this daily routine that I enjoy so much, and now I find it to be easy. As this first breathing exercise begins, I keep my mind and body totally focused on what I'm doing in the opening moment. If my mind wants to wander to what I'll be doing in an hour, I just bring it back to the present. I look in the mirror and remind myself that this exercise or posture is small and simple. Bingo! Difficult is out of the picture. By practicing in the present moment and training myself to stay in a state of simplicity, I've made my 90-minute yoga class a snap. I've achieved what I consider to be greatness in the little progressions and improvements that have evolved naturally. It's work without doing and non-action inaction because I've confronted what might have been thought of as tough. The result is that I don't experience difficulty. Lao Tzu urges you to change the way you look at your 21st century world by doing the following. First, look for the simplicity in what you call complicated by seeing that in this moment it's not hard. Change your preoccupation with tomorrow along with all of the tomorrows that comprise your future. My friend Byron Katie, whose husband Stephen Mitchell created a wonderful translation of the Tao Te Ching that I've incorporated into this recording, gave me my favorite definition of insanity. Quote, to believe that you need what you don't have is insane, unquote. I'd add, quote, believing that you can't be content and happy now because your future appears to you to be difficult is another form of insanity, unquote. Look at what you have and realize that you're obviously fine in this moment. A Course in Miracles states this idea so well, quote, you have no problems, though you think you have, unquote. And next, think small, advises Lao Tzu. Think small. Change your notion of thinking big to thinking small and getting big things done. Examine whatever it is that seems so enormous that it terrifies you to start. Then shift your thinking to see what can be done today in your precious present moments, completely ignoring the overall picture. Your accomplishments will magnify into greatness when you undertake the small. By doing so, you will paradoxically see huge results. Do the Tao now. Set aside some time today to focus on the biggest challenge in your life. Break down whatever it is to one thing that can be done today, right now, in this moment. Erase the big picture. Simply do what you can now and let everything else fade. Write the opening paragraph of your novel. Lay out your blueprint for the home you want to build. Sign up for one course at a local educational institution. Go for a 2-minute run. Be in the now. See how doing the Tao at this moment brings big results by paradoxically staying small and simple. The 64th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, what is at rest is easily managed. What is not yet manifest is easy to prevent. The brittle is easily shattered. The small is easily scattered. Act before things exist. Manage them before there is disorder. Remember, a tree that fills a man's embrace grows from a seedling. A tower 9 stories high starts with 1 brick. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Act and destroy it. Grasp it and lose it. The sage does not act, and so is not defeated. He does not grasp, and therefore does not lose. People usually fail when they are on the verge of success. So give as much care at the end as at the beginning. Then there will be no failure. The sage does not treasure what is difficult to attain. He does not collect precious things. He learns not to hold on to ideas. He helps the 10,000 things find their own nature, but does not venture to lead them by the nose. Unquote. Living by being here now. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step is the most famous line of the entire Tao Te Ching. It's quoted so often because it encourages us to avoid procrastination and just begin from where we are, right here, right now. A tiny seed planted and nurtured grows into a forest. A marathon begins by taking that first stride. In my opinion, the German poet and playwright Johann von Goethe nicely summed up this ancient teaching with these rhyming words. Only engage, and then the mind grows heated. Begin it, and then the work will be completed. The essence of the widely known 64th verse of the Tao Te Ching is this: every goal is possible from here. With the emphasis on from here, this is particularly applicable to problems that seem overwhelming. When you change the way you think about them, your new and unique perspective will cause the enormity of the things before you to diminish. The sage does not treasure what is difficult, because he breaks it down into easily managed steps. Rather than taking over and directing others or attempting to do everything himself, the follower of the Tao finds a way to manage problems before they exist and prior to disorder breaking out. Lao Tzu is encouraging all of us to do the same. Re-examine how you view the challenges you face, as well as those of your family, community, and country. Sense in your heart how easily preventable many of them are when you deal with things before they exist, and when you refuse to be attached to the ideas that are largely responsible for these problems. There are three steps to enlightenment that most people traverse. The first is through suffering. This is when the big problems of your life become so overwhelming that a long period of misery ensues because you treasure what is difficult to attain. Ultimately, you come to a place where you can look back at those huge obstacles, such as illnesses, accidents, addictions, financial loss, children's struggles, divorce, and so on, and see in retrospect that they were actually gifts disguised as problems. Yet this is not the way of the Tao. This is not how a sage conducts his life. The second is by being in the present moment. Here you've moved closer to the Tao by asking yourself, when a crisis erupts, what do I have to learn from this experience right now? I know there's a gift hidden for me in this misfortune, and I'll focus on looking for it in the moment. While this is Tao-centered thinking, it's not all that Lao Tzu wants to convey in this 64th verse. The third is by getting out in front of big problems. This means that you act before difficulties occur. You sense disorder coming your way, and you manage it in advance. This is the way of the Tao. The small is easily scattered, says Lao Tzu. So here, you're the acute observer who's totally in tune with nature. With foresight, you anticipate an argument, you play it out in your mind in a split second, and are able to neutralize the negative energy because you were in front of it. You've responded by not acting in your former problem-producing ways, and are thus harmonized with the Tao. At this stage, you prevent difficulties